Tomorrow night, sports fans everywhere will tune in at 11 o'clock Eastern Time and hear these familiar staccato notes for the 25,000th time. ESPN Sports Center premiered September 7th, 1979.
And welcome, everyone, to the ESPN Sports Center.
Tiger Woods was 3 years old. The first score the show reported was for a tennis match. Chris Everett Lloyd defeated Billie Jean King 6-1, 6-love. In the following 23 years, SportsCenter has brought us untold scores, about 11,000 or so highlights a year. Tape of enough slam dunks, home run trots, and touchdown spikes to stretch to the moon and back, as called by these familiar Sports Center voices, Chris Berman and Dan Patrick.
The pursuit of perfection. It's no easy task.
This is the round where the NBA playoffs start to get, as Artie Johnson used to say on Ronan Martin's Laughing, very interesting.
This is Sports Center.
Joining us now from ESPN headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut, to talk about the program is one of its current anchors, Rich Eisen, who was a lad of 10 when SportsCenter premiered. Do you remember that first show?
No, I didn't have cable as of yet in my my home in Staten Island, New York, but I was definitely a young lad when this particular program came on the air.
Did you watch the show at all growing up?
Oh, sure. I definitely did. When I was in college, I always watched Chris Berman and Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann, and always hoped that if I did pursue a career in sports broadcasting, I would wind up here. And now I've been here about 6.5 years.
Where do you think people watch the show? You've got to be doing something right to last 25,000 episodes. What is it?
Well, in this nation, sports means so very much, and I think we certainly learned it last year after September 11th. I was on the air on SportsCenter on September 12th in 2001, and I was beginning to wonder, why am I doing this? Why is this so important that I am here right now when there's a living grave in my hometown in New York City? I felt sort of silly. And then in the passing days, sort of realized how important sports was to this are to this nation. If you think about it, in New York City, the largest public gatherings of citizens after the September 11th tragedy was in baseball stadiums. In Shea Stadium, it was the largest gathering of New Yorkers since the disaster. It was for a New York Mets game when they were honoring the cops and firefighters and emergency service workers before that game. And in Yankee Stadium was the site of the memorial. So that said, just showing you how important sports are in the society, it's just as important to find out what happened. And I think everybody tunes to ESPN because not only will we give you what happened, but we give it to you in a certain way that you're entertained and perhaps can forget the mundane aspects of life or the aspects of life that you don't care to be thinking about. And they tune into us. So if you're waking up or going to work or you're at work or you're taking a lunch break, there's SportsCenter pretty much.
Yeah. How has it changed the coverage of sports?
It's changed the coverage of sports in terms of the sense of humor aspect of it. I think there's a lot of folks out there who are in this sports business who realize that there's an entertainment value in sports coverage that obviously isn't there when you're talking about regular hard news. And also, a lot of people think that there are athletes out there who preen for the camera, if you will, or do something sensational on the diamond because they're trying to get on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if I buy that, but you asked how this may have affected coverage. I think that's what some people say. I mean, I don't know of any athletes that are going to say that I've just hit this home run. Let me linger around home plate for 2 seconds so I could get more airtime on SportsCenter. It's certainly not a conscious decision, and it's certainly not something that ESPN tries to foster either. It's just something that people seem to perceive in our coverage.
Yeah. I'm wondering, do you think that sports coverage in general devotes enough time to, you know, some of the things that aren't the highlights more than the news? I mean, in the last several years, I guess, at the same time that SportsCenter has been on, we've seen a huge increase in the numbers of stories about violence on the part of athletes.
Are you saying SportsCenter incites violence? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I'm wondering if at the same time we have become, through SportsCenter and other programs, become more aware perhaps of the darker side of athletes, the drug use, that sort of thing.
If that's so, I think it's more of a reflection of society. I mean, in the days when the Bambino was running around and carousing, that didn't make any news. I mean, the Bambino may have been busted for drunken driving in his day, but that won't show up on a 24-hour national cable sportscast. So obviously, I think the microscope is existing today more than ever before, certainly in an era when there's not only a 24-hour sports broadcast on cable TV, but there's 24-hour sports radio stations, there's the internet. And certainly a heightened awareness in society for these sorts of transgressions, if you will. And unfortunately, SportsCenter frequently does have what we call a court TV segment, where it's some guy who's on trial, or some guy who gets pulled over for a DUI, or even if it's Tonya Harding throwing a hubcap at her boyfriend's nose. It just seems to happen more often, or we're more aware of it. And of course, now we're the ones who are bringing you that information. So perhaps that's the reason why it feels more prevalent.
How much of SportsCenter is tailored to guydom? It seems like, you know, sometimes you feel like you're sort of sitting in on a frat house party.
It's just basically everybody's sense of style, just a mixture. And obviously a predominant amount of the anchors are men. There are some women, but there are a lot of female SportsCenter fans out there that I have met. And one of the crowning achievements of ESPN was the film Something About Mary, in which Cameron Diaz uttered the line, "What do you say we just go upstairs and watch SportsCenter?" Believe you me, we ran that thing on ESPN about 10 times a day.
Is there much competition between the producers and the other anchors? You talked a little bit about the camaraderie. Is there much competition to one-up each other?
Not really. And that's, you know, I know that doesn't make for interesting radio when I say we all just get along. But there is no I in ESPN.
Rich Eisen, thank you very much. And I hope you go on to have another 25,000 shows.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Hey, you want to go upstairs and watch SportsCenter?
Terrence Long facing Jason Phillips. Long getting his hit on to right. David Justice trying to score.
Oh,
steps on Einar Diaz's hand.
And he's safe.